Ryan, thanks. Now, Patrick McDonald is here, film critic for HollywoodChicago.com and chief guide for Chicago Film Tour. Go to ChicagoFilmTour.com. And I challenge you, the listener, to be able to tell the difference between Patrick's voice and Wendy's voice today. I don't think it'll be easy to do. It's going to be a little difficult. Thank you for being here. We appreciate you being here.
Wendy is the sexier one.
Yes.
That was me talking, everyone.
Yes. Yes. Patrick, there's an ugly story going on in Hollywood right now. Leslie Jones has been a member of Saturday Night Live for a little over a year, about a year and a half. And then in addition to that, she's now doing movies. She was in the new Ghostbusters movie. Mm-hmm. But there's been some difficulty with her website, something of a scandal going on with her website. Please explain what's going on.
Well, it seems that hackers have gotten into her website, and this is her personal promotional website. And also, because they were able to get into that, they were able to get into her iCloud or cloud system, which also supplied all of her, of course, if anybody has an iPhone, they know everything's connected. So they were able to get her pictures, her IDs.
Driver's license, passport.
Yes.
Her phone number and Twitter password were also made public.
There you go.
That is not cool.
As well as some compromising photographs of her, correct?
Apparently. Yeah. Yes, so we have this situation now where nobody's safe, essentially. I mean, if you are perceived as an enemy of a hacker, they're going to get you. They're going to get everybody if that's the case. And we live in a climate now that I think that some people might think that's okay.
Is there any way to prevent this? Could anything have been done to make this not happen?
I'm not an IT expert. I think if... I would advise anybody who is putting up a personal website and connecting it to their phone to make sure they have the safeguards. But again, I'm not a tech expert, so.
I just don't understand. She's been getting a lot of heat lately, and she may not be my favorite person on SNL.
Right.
But she doesn't deserve this.
No, absolutely not. And we're seeing attacks on an African-American woman, which represents a lot of things in society. And I think that I was speculating earlier that this might be a turning point for us to kind of settle down and look at who we're hurting and why.
Mm-hmm. And why does somebody hack into a Leslie Jones account? Seriously, I don't get the fun in it.
I'm not sure.
Hey, I did that. Look at this is all over the news.
Right. And the price you can pay is a very high one. There was an event about 2 years ago where some master hacker who's in the area, somewhere in Chicago, was able to access 35, 40, 45 different actresses and models' accounts, and they published a whole bunch of pictures online of these women. And then they found that guy, and I believe he was heavily prosecuted, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and apparently the FBI has a link to who these hackers are for Leslie Jones.
Homeland Security's investigating this.
Amazing. You know,
so what happened? There's a couple of things that happened here. Number one is all your personal information is compromised. So if somebody wants to somehow mess with their credit or do whatever, you can charge things. You can find out what their Visa numbers are. There's 1,000 things you can do with this information, and you know where they live and everything like that. And then there's also the personal photographs, which is, again,
why does she have so many nude photographs of celebrities? Is it just her?
I think it's her.
Right?
I mean, this is a trend, you know, and you got to think about these, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to take a nude picture of yourself and send it to somebody, it is now public domain.
Yep.
You know,
don't store it on your iCloud. Print it up, put it on your refrigerator like I do.
Right. It's on with a Freaky's magnet. There's a Freaky's magnet,
yep.
And then it says Wendy's trip to Bermuda. That's how you do it. Come on.
There you go, folks. Get an invitation to a home.
Right. It's worth the trip. Well, you know, we hope nothing but the best. I don't know.
Yes.
I mean, that information's already out there. And then you say, well, this could ruin somebody's career, but...
She didn't do anything. It's not going to ruin her career.
I would think then people will have more sympathy for her.
Right.
And it's the old, you know, publicity thing, but this kind of publicity. And you know, a stranger having a vendetta against you, that is just, you know, it just is very creepy, number one. Then number two, a stranger who knows how to hack you, who has a vendetta against you for no reason, is the next... realm of possibilities in our tech world. So,
wow,
Darn you, Al Gore, for inventing the internet.
Yeah, that's why did he have to invent the internet? It's terrible, isn't it? All right, we'll come back. There's much to discuss, which movies are coming out this weekend, and then a little bit of a fall preview. Patrick McDonald is here from HollywoodChicago.com, and he's the chief guide over at ChicagoFilmTour.com as well. So back after this, it's Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder with you on WGN. Our guest is Patrick McDonald. He's the film critic for HollywoodChicago.com. He's the chief guide over at Chicago Film Tour.
Go chief?
I can do it very well today.
Good Nancy Culp.
Thank you.
Great Nancy Culp. Go to ChicagoFilmTour.com and take a tour of the city. Find out where all your favorite movies were shot here in town. Patrick, there's a movie, speaking about movies shot here in town, there's a movie, and the whole topic of the movie, from what I understand, is it's the first date between President Barack Obama and his wife, Michelle, and that was shot here. What do we need to know about this movie?
Well, South Side with Me was an idea from director, writer, let me get his name, Richard Tanney, and he's actually a Caucasian guy, which surprised me when I did the news conference, not that it shouldn't be any kind of race barrier to writing a movie, but he was a tremendous Michelle and Barack fan. He saw that there was a lot of material out there about their first date.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is he collected that material and kind of made a parallel universe type journey that they had during that day for their first date, which was quite charming, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'd like to see this, I think.
Yeah. How would you like your first date with your mate to be a movie? That would be a very interesting, wouldn't it, Wendy?
What would yours be rated, Wendy? What rating do you think the...
PG.
Would it be PG, first date? Yeah.
Mine would definitely be in the, I think, even G-rated mode.
Oh.
First date, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta wait a while,
date,
Bill.
I don't think a G. Maybe I cursed during...
Possibly. So so this is all about how he asked her out, and then they went out on a date.
Right.
And then it just stops there. It doesn't go much beyond that first
date,
right?
Nothing happened after that,
go fade to black.
But it's interesting to see a sitting president in a movie. The last time that happened was with George W. Bush and W., which, again, was not very positive.
Nope.
Also, they did a independent film called Assassination of a President while he was in office.
Mm-hmm.
So that was even worse. But, or we can go back to PT-109 with JFK, which was done
Cliff
while
Robertson.
He was sitting. Right, exactly. So, yes, so that it's very unusual. And it's very much St. Barack and St. Michelle in this.
They paint him in pretty colors.
They paint him in a nice aura.
But when you see it that way, do you sit there and say to yourself, oh, they couldn't have been that saccharine clean, could they? Or how do you feel when you're watching this?
They're very much both strivers. And I think you get an idea of how far and wide they strive in this movie. The Robinson household, where Michelle came from, is depicted with her mother and her father, who had MS and was on the last stages of that. But these were people who went from middle class roots to a glory that few people get to, and that's what's fascinating. I think the most interesting person in the White House is Michelle Obama's mother. Because here is a woman who who was an adult during the civil rights era, and if somebody would have came up to her in the late 1950s, early 60s and said, someday you'll be sitting in the White House as the mother of the first lady, she would have laughed for weeks.
Yeah.
The odds were against it.
Just like when the most powerful people in entertainment in the 1950s, you bring a baby and say, oh, it's Oprah Winfrey, and you say, here will be one of the most powerful women in show business.
Right.
They would have laughed for
weeks.
Yeah,
probably.
So it's just an interesting dichotomy, basically.
And who is this movie geared toward? I mean, I'm interested in seeing it, but I don't see a lot of people wanting to see this movie.
I don't know. I think there's a curiosity factor, especially with their fans. Let's take it from an inspirational point. Who went and saw the Jackie Robinson story when it came out?
True.
There are generations that need to be inspired by people who are doing another track in society. Not just being entertainers and sports heroes and that sort of thing.
But how can you enjoy the movie if you're blaming him for everything while you're watching it?
Wow, it's interesting because...
Thanks, Obama, for your movie.
Yeah. Wendy's going to say that all during the movie. Just yell that out.
Thanks for making me see your first date.
Yep.
The filmmaker, his brother, was a very conservative Republican.
Really?
And, of course, if it's your brother's film, you're going to go see it anyway. And he obviously went in with the thanks Obama attitude and came out saying that was just delightful.
Really? Patrick, I don't know the actors who play Barack Obama and Michelle Obama, but it's extremely challenging playing a character who's one of your contemporaries because anybody watching the movie knows their moves and their vocal patterns. How well do these actors do?
Parker Sawyers is the name who played Barack Obama, and he did a tremendous job. Yeah. Very subtle. He did not try to do an impersonation. He tried to do the bearing.
Yeah.
And that's what you have to do in a biography, I think. If you saw Sir Anthony Hopkins do Richard Nixon, it's the same thing. It's a bearing rather than an impersonation. When you get into an impersonation, you start comparing it. Now,
Patrick, that was the criticism when I played Miyoshi Umeki, who played Mrs. Livingston in Courtship of Eddie's Father. I did a one-woman show, and that was the criticism that I had more than anything
else. Go ahead, say Mr. Eddie's Father.
I
want to put it behind me, because the critics were very harsh with my portrayal of Miyoshi Umeki.
Even people in our demographic, Bill, would have to search for that one, okay.
All right, so overall, you're recommending the movie or not?
Yes, 3.5 out of 5. I definitely think if you're interested in the Obamas, definitely go see it. I mean, they make him kind of saintly.
Do
so
they? Yeah,
we'll,
right.
We'll go from there. But
is that the biggest movie opening this weekend?
I think so. There's a lot of movies that are on the middle end. But the biggest movie is Don't Breathe.
That looks pretty scary.
Yes, the scary movie.
Bless you, Wendy.
I said don't sneeze.
Wendy's allergic to scary movies, so we can talk about it only for a moment.
Don't Breathe, yes. Stephen Lang is the lead actor. He was in Avatar. It's directed by Freddy Alvarez, who did the last Evil Dead movie.
Somebody named Freddy making a scary movie.
I asked him to pronounce his name, and I forgot.
And this is three kids decide to rob a blind man.
Exactly.
But it doesn't go well.
A blind veteran in Detroit because they think he has money in the house.
Yeah.
And, of course, a veteran would know how to burglar-proof a house. That's all I have to say.
All right.
It's a very good, a very excellent thriller. 3.5 out of 5 for me, only because I'm not a horror fan.
Was it legitimately, I've seen the ads for this a few times, mm-hmm. I've seen the preview for it, and you say to yourself, this looks just really, really tense.
It's as much as a thriller as it is a horror film.
Yeah.
There are horror elements in it, so.
I like it, but I have to see it at home.
Yeah? Too scary in
a
theater?
Yeah, I can't. Yeah? I can't be around other people. I might scream or wet my pants.
Can I ask you, before Wendy wets her pants,
yes.
I keep seeing ads for another Cloverfield, not Cloverfield, Blair Witch.
That movie.
But I can't tell, is it a continuation or is it a remake of Blair Witch?
I haven't heard anything about it.
Why would you remake it? Please don't remake it, whoever's making it.
The surprise of the first Blair Witch is that it was made for, I don't know, $10,000.
Really inexpensive.
And it was able to, you know, hit that zeitgeist at the right time.
Right.
Whereas you see a remake and you're like,
Well, I don't know if you'll even remember, they did a sequel to Blair Witch.
Yes.
And it got no business at all. And it wasn't
by the same people.
Right.
Yeah.
And it wasn't good. It was really not good.
And speaking of the internet, lo and behold, a new documentary about the internet by Werner Herzog.
Oh,
and
love him. What's he doing?
He narrates it too.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he does.
Yeah. What's
Mark Schwarzenegger.
What's this movie about? What about the
It's
internet?
About the history of the internet where they go to the actual room where it started, which is
25 years ago, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
World
Wide Web.
Right, the World Wide Web. But they go to the 1969 where they first communicated from Stanford to this room.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And it's a shrine.
Yeah.
But it's in a classroom office building.
Yeah.
That might be really cool.
That would be fun to
see. And we were talking about the Leslie Jones thing, so there are some particulars in there about the negativity of the web, too, that is very, very fascinating, involving a woman who gets into a car accident and her picture gets online.
Oh. So even then, in the early days of the internet, they knew that there'd be some good and some not so good coming out of it. Right.
Yeah.
Just like life.
Just like, yeah.
4 out of 5 for that one. They have the Roberto Duran story, Hands of Stone.
With De Niro.
Yes. 3.5 out of 5 for that one.
De Niro keeps gravitating towards movies about boxing, doesn't he?
Interesting.
Bull.
Raging
whether
Bull.
Whether he's fighting or whether he is.
Somehow involved in it.
Yeah.
He also did that one with Stallone about a year and a half ago that really just came and went in a week.
It was interesting. It was an interesting movie with Kevin Hart as their manager.
Yeah.
Bill's favorite.
My favorite actor. He doesn't play Barack Obama, does he, in any movies?
No.
No, that would be bad.
Yeah, they would have to give him stilts.
Right.
All right.
He plays an 8-year-old Barack Obama.
Thanks for Kevin Hart.
Patrick, thank you so
much. I love you, Kevin Hart.
Patrick McDonald, you can find him in a couple of places, HollywoodChicago.com, and then he's the chief guide over Chicago Film Tour. Go to ChicagoFilmTour.com.
Yes, call us.
Give him a call. We'll be back right after this. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.